which the preliminary plat was approved have not changed substantially. Number four, all of the required improvements, as enumerated within Article 8 of the subdivision regulations, shall either be installed or an appropriate security, basically for the cost of the improvements plus 10%, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Five, all roads within Northwoods Haven shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County road standards. The applicant shall allow for full inspections of each roadway during every phase of construction. Six, compliance letters from the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Taney County Planning Department, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Seven, Division 1 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Eight, this decision of record is subject to all existing easements. And nine, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video here. Or actually, two brief videos. The first video we just took right at that single lot that accesses 248. And this is, of course, an existing sign that's been there for quite some time. This is the one lot that would be served just by a private driveway. And it would basically be right in here. The second video, we basically drove in and then drove back out. So you'll see us essentially starting from the cul-de-sac and then driving back to the beginning of the subdivision. You can see the road base is all in place. I would assume it was put in probably 2006, 2007, maybe a little bit later. It's pretty grown up, but the base is in place, and there really weren't too many places where it's washed out or anything. But this is all on the property in question.
How far is it back in there?
It's quite a little ways. It's 66 and a half acres, but it's pretty lengthy. I don't know the exact distance of the roadway.
Is Bonita sitting on the hood?
We've almost made it. We slowed down a little bit at the, and this is basically where this subdivision ends. and we run into the existing subdivision up here.
Is that road there county or just a subdivision road?
I think it's still just a county road, or I mean a subdivision road. Sorry, that's I don't think it's county maintained.
Down to that cul-de-sac, we maintain that, but there what they're showing is not county.
Okay. Okay.
And that's all I've got.
Representative Eddie.
We maintain down right here.
You representing this?
They started down.
Yeah. I know if you want to talk to the people, sign up first.
They started down this.
They sign up. Had the other people talk first.
Well, I thought you might want to explain to them what's going on.
I'll be happy to do the best I can.
They can hear what you got to say, and then we'll hear what they got to say.
Bob pretty well explained everything. You know, we got 15 lots, and there's six of them under 5 acres, and the other nine is over 5 acres or larger. And this development here was, you know, approved, and then the economy slowed down, and it just stopped, and the approval ran out. So one of the partners that was in it has got out now, and it's this one person that owns it now, and he lives in California, and he's got a lot of money in it. He knows he'll never get his money back, but he's wanting to subdivide this and build some single-family homes in there, you know, just low to mid-range homes, and sell the lots that way because there's so many lots vacant, you know, across the county and neighboring Stone County, too, that it's hard to sell just a piece of dirt. Because you can still go today in some of the good subdivisions and buy a lot for $3,000. You can go to Stonebridge, buy them all day for $2,500. And the reason is the POAs are set up to where if you want to pay $2,000 a year to set their own lot, that's what they cost. Branson Hills is higher than that. But that's what happens in these subdivisions that are large. The homeowner dues get so big because you're maintaining so much property that it's more expensive to pay the dues than it is to buy the lot. But that's what he's wanting to do. You know, everything's to code on there as far as DNR. And there's nothing changed from when it was approved before. Everything's exactly the same except he wanted to change the title of it from Northwoods Estates to Northwoods Haven. And that's the only change that we made on the plat. It's still the same drawing. All we done was change the date on it and everything. But there isn't really much to say about it. It's just a residential subdivision. But like I said, he's planning on building the homes in there himself and then just selling the house to get rid of the lots.
Okay. I just wanted to get you up here and see that new look you got there.
Hell, you got to change the looks once in a while. But if you got any questions specific, I'd be happy to answer them.
I have one. Originally, when this came back in 2006, they were extending a road through that other lot all the way out to 248 with some opposition because I'm old, but I remember that. Mm-hmm. And they've done away with that. That's not going to...
Well...
There's not going to be a thoroughfare through there
going
out to 248 now.
MoDOT,
be a lot with a single entrance.
MoDOT won't allow it. That the site distance is not there. There's an old entrance up there that one lot could access out. You can see where they made the extra lot up there, that lot 7.
Yeah.
And that's since that old entrance is there, they can use it for one single-family home, but we can't go out the subdivision at all.
Well, at that time, they still could, but
yeah.
Okay. Answer my question.
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything for Eddie? Okay. Thank you. James Davis.
We own the property below,
is 40 acres here. So just to give you a point of reference, there's 40 acres that runs down on Almonte slash Nail, which has its own challenges, I'm sure, as you've heard about that process. But I've spoken with the gentleman that owns here. He answered a lot of the questions. One of the questions I guess I had was is that we're wanting to build down there, but we also like it as a place where we can kind of go and get away, obviously, but with some hunting and so forth. So I guess the first question was, we were talking about the way that they're subdividing those plots on the side that's adjacent to me right here. Do they have a specific distance that they're going to be building from the road? Is there a set? I'm sure it's just not as far as, not very far because of the expense of running water and power and such.
They'll have to build it to code otherwise, while they're not restricted on a lot where they build, as long as they don't build too close to the edge or something like that. They have to have certain setbacks that they have to meet, like 25 feet off the road and things like that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't think they're restricted.
Okay.
Have you not seen a copy of the plat?
Just what I've seen up here.
Okay. Those are deep lots, so I would think that they would want to build closer to the road, like you say.
Yeah, so these are 5 acres roughly each of those.
Yeah.
All of them are going to have their own well. That's, well, I heard that, and then they ought to be properly drained and my wife made me get up here. I had all the answers. I got your name up here too. You don't just throw me to the wolves here.
This is where you want to find out. You can ask your questions.
Well, we're here to try to help find out what you ever need.
Do you want to ask a question there, dear?
I had a question about the well part, because I know they all have a well, and if we have one too, then how does that work? If we have to drill further, is that going to compete? When we start building.
That's not under our control. That's under a department that handles things like that, and they'll tell them how much they have to drill. And I was on the board and run Water District 3 over there for 20 years. I know a little bit about wells. And will it affect what you're going to do or drill a well? Probably not.
Okay. Because we
there's
were...
Not, I mean, there's, they're not going to give them a permit to do anything that will do too much, because they tell them, man, they have to keep the well so far from the sewer system and all this sort of thing. So, but that's not under our control.
And he's right, it's not a part of our purview, but when you drill your well, just real quick, FYI, you'll go down and hit water, but that may not be good water. When the table drops, you need to go down to the Ruby Dew. So when you talk to your well driller and he says, what do you want to do? Say, I want to make sure it's in the Ruby Dew, which is the aquifer for this area. And if it goes dry, then we're done.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you for that.
And the water tables, obviously, again, that's... We'll talk about that. I'll catch you blue line when you come in and ask you all the questions I got for you. And I know you like to talk, so
you're not going to have four houses in your backyard. They're not going to go 600 feet from that road and build a house.
Taxes? Is that going to raise everybody's taxes?
No.
Okay.
They're on an taxes are on an individual basis. If they put a house on that lot, yes, they're going to pay more taxes. Does it affect your land? No.
Okay.
The price of the houses that are going to be built, I was wanting to know the price range that they were considering building.
I've not heard. Eddie, do you know?
I'll just wait until we got through it out of the intro.
That's fine. I was told we couldn't direct them to any individual.
Yeah, so we didn't know. I don't know. Okay. What else? I don't think that's anything.
And I've not done these before, so I don't know what's appropriate or not. You guys can admonish me if you want. But like,
okay, so this process,